BBC News with Marianne Marshall. US-backed fighters in northern Syria have begun a campaign aimed at capturing the Islamic State group's stronghold, the city of Raqqa. Within hours of the announcement of the offensive by the Syria Democratic Forces, there were reports of clashes in countryside north of the city. The US envoy Brett McGurk said the initial aim was to isolate Raqqa and that this effort had started. The two US presidential candidates are campaigning heavily in key states to try to win over voters before Tuesday's election. Donald Trump is holding events in five states. Hillary Clinton began her day with an African-American congregation at a church in Philadelphia. President Obama is due to join her at a rally shortly. In Hong Kong, police have used pepper spray to disperse crowds protesting at China's involvement in the territory's political affairs. Demonstrators, some armed with bricks and sticks, clashed with riot police near Beijing's liaison office. A number of people continued their protest into the night. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has arrived in India to discuss a possible trade deal after Britain leaves the European Union. Mrs. May will address Indian business leaders on Monday, followed by discussions with her counterpart, Narendra Modi. Indian officials say the aims of the visit could be hampered by British immigration restrictions on workers and students from India. Riot police in Zimbabwe have fired tear gas to disperse opposition protesters in the central town of Jerzhevane. The Movement for Democratic Change complained that police arrested a number of its supporters despite a court order allowing the demonstration to go ahead. The British tennis champion Andy Murray has celebrated his rise to world number one by beating the American John Isner in three sets to win the Paris Masters. Murray will formally replace Novak Djokovic as the men's world number one when the rankings are updated on Monday. BBC News.